do question and answer Sundays, where we would, well, you, Mike and Ann, and you guys remember that, where we would just, instead of a sermon, I would do a Q&A with the congregation. Would that work? Or are there too many people for that to work well? Okay, one vote says too many people. Any other votes? That's exactly what I did the first time I did it, too. I went to two or three people, said, I need to bring a question. And the other thing I encourage people, you can email me the questions if you'd like. They didn't have to, but.
Well, you've done that on Sunday morning in our 9 o'clock class.
Yeah, we did it one time. Yeah. And that's a smaller setting. The question, I guess the question is really, would it work, or would it be too easy for 100 plus people just to check out? I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, but there's enough of you here. Well, I get it going. I thought about that just to kind of set the stage, but that would really only set the stage for a certain topic, per se. You know, I'm just kind of thinking of, okay, would it work with 130, 40, 50 people? You know, I know, and so you know when I'm going to try it? When I have a really busy week. Bingo. Oh, that's true. Okay. Oh. Okay, next week I'm going to be busy. Okay. Well, it's just, I don't know. I enjoyed it. I don't know. What did you? Okay, Mike and Ann, speak up. Was it good? Was it bad? Was it? I would say that's a really good question. I'll get back to you on that one. Next question? I can do that. I'm good, you know. But.
Brother, the only thing is we both know, all of us, including I would put myself in this class, sometimes I haven't had the education, and if we get in over our head by the questions, you know, what's a person going to do? Just sit there and wonder what the heck everybody's talking about, which I do so.
Okay, well, let me ask, that's a good, you bring up a good point, and so I would ask you know, Jesus asked questions, they ask him questions, so it's now my turn to ask you a question.
That's fair. Which are you?
Well, here's my question. Do I go over your head and lose you all the time?
What do you mean by all the time?
He's turning Jewish on me. He asked a question back. That's good. I'm impressed.
No.
Well, my question would be when we're talking about something, somebody has asked a question, because that would be one of my concerns. I don't want to lose people. I mean, otherwise, it's no point. So my question is, okay, among you guys, do I lose you?
I think you may go over our heads, but you explain then
yeah,
what you're talking about.
I think
Okay.
that would be a key there to be certain that the, and you can sense, I'm sure, when somebody's looking at you like, what?
What are you talking about?
And you don't want them leaving that way Sunday.
No.
You know?
No, that's true.
That's the only thing. I like you.
You might
you,
have to have a short meeting afterwards to get
the next low meeting.
We're going to have a congregational meeting and re-vote on this guy.
I think it would be very interesting. I'm not trying to cut your thoughts.
Well, okay, here's the other question that comes into this, and we're just at this point talking. So would you have a sense that people would walk out of here and go, excuse me, I came here to hear a sermon. I didn't hear to come his.
Yeah, you know, you always have people like that.
So, in other words, there's twits in every congregation.
Yeah.
What
were you saying?
Some people, maybe those questions might even bring other people in.
Well, they might. And part of it, you know, again, part of the reason I like to do that, you know, before and even here and is I think it's helpful to help create an environment where people have a sense of it's okay to ask a question. Because I'm sure every one of you has sat in church or has known people that would go, I ain't going to ask the pastor that. No way. I'm not going to ask. I don't want to look dumb. And so they will literally go through life. Well, there's twits that are pastors too.
What? You know me. If I got a question to ask, I'm going to.
You're kidding me.
No.
Well, I know most of you don't know me.
Well, anyway, I'm just asking the question because I've thought about doing that once in a blue moon just to.
You know, once in a while, your answers to questions could be almost equivalent to a sermon.
Correct.
You mean, are you saying that my answers are long-winded? Or?
Very thorough.
Very thorough. Hey, he's diplomatic. Well, as long as they don't make them more murky, I'll be good. So.
There's a lot of things in Scripture that people don't understand. We have, there's a creation ministry that we support, and one of the frequent questions that they get is, where did Cain get his wife? People don't know this. They don't dig. We also watch Dr. Reagan. We tape it and watch it on Sunday night.
Okay.
He's a prophecy teacher.
Okay.
And he used to go to a, when he was younger, as a child, he went to a church that they didn't believe that Jesus was going to touch down on the, physically on the earth. And the pastor, he was reading in, I believe it was Zechariah, and he took that to his pastor, and his pastor read that and read that and read that, and says, I don't know what it means, but it doesn't mean what it says.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I don't know. I just, like I said, I'm just kind of thinking out loud here, so.
Read verbatim charge that somebody makes in regard to the gospel, and then the sermon rebuts it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's something you
could. Well, and that's something I could, you know, because I've had conversations, and some of that I think is just good, solid teaching, that, and people say, you know, okay, what happened first? You chose God? Or God chose you? A lot of people will say, I chose God. I put my faith in God. And I would say, that is so wrong.
There are scriptures in.
What's that? Well, I know. But those are questions because those good I still contend, people, that good theology makes a difference. If you have bad theology, well, then, you know, if you actually think you chose God, well, then it's up to me to make God happy. And it's up to me. I did it. I mean, actually, look at me, God. I mean, that's what it leads to. And you go, that is so bad theology. Well, I know, but I'm...
There is a problem that I can see in that person answer thing, too, because if you're trying to reach people that have bad theology, that oftentimes is at a very basic level. And so who is going to, in here, going to ask that basic question, which you already know the answer to?
Yeah, but Jim, we did have people back in the Father's house ask some questions that were not necessarily basic theology about baptism or something that, you know, that was very interesting.
Yeah, because somebody could easily ask a question, do you believe in the second baptism? I go, that's a good question that people there are all over the map on. And, you know, we had some other questions, but it was just, again, my goal would be to help create an environment where people can go, you know, it's okay to ask and to struggle with and go, I wonder. Because without that, then you just literally, it's kind of like throwing a wet blanket on a learning environment. You just, you know, if you're just told to sit down, shut up, and... Well,
we don't want to just sit and take in. We want to know why. And
exactly.
Before.
Right. And anyway, yeah. I don't know. We're just... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and see, but actually those are the kind of things I would probably want to stay away from. Only because it tends to get a little more technical.
Yeah, that when you get technical, it goes way over somebody's head that doesn't have...
Right. Yeah, because there are going to be people that, hey, I came here to check the box. I did my Sunday morning duty, so, you know, don't ask me to think.
I'm still trying to find it in the Bible.
The question is, why did you come to do this?
Well, that's a good question.
The same people that say, look at me, God, I chose you.
Right.
Look at me, God, I came to church.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you answer the question.
Right. Yeah.
If you have a congregation of this size and you don't know who's here, it might not be a good idea with a large group like we have.
You never know till you try it.
Yeah, what's the worst that can happen? Don't answer that. Don't answer that.
Well, let me ask you, how does...
You could speed up the search committee.
You betcha. You guys may want to hurry.
Russ, I'm sorry. You encourage people to ask questions. Mm-hmm. Years ago, I was in a ladies' Bible study, and there was a pastor's wife in the study, and I was kind of a mediocre Christian at the time, and I just asked the question, if God knew ahead of time that Satan was going to fall, why did he create him? I asked you the same question later on. We don't ask questions.
Well, there you go.
And I cried.
Yeah.
It embarrassed me so much.
Well, yeah.
Years and years before I could ask a question again.
And see, there's some pastors' wives that are twits, too. Not mine.
Sunday morning class, wasn't that more or less established that people would ask questions and then become, that's what I had in my mind.
No, we did one Sunday when, back in February, I think.
Okay.
We did one Q&A, okay. But actually that class is, you guys are much more interactive.
That's what I was wondering.
You know, there were very time constrained. It's way less than ideal. Yeah. And
we don't want it to end.
And it's.
And you got these boards back there.
Yeah, they're banging on the door, let me in.
There's the opposite, though. We're wanting to go to lunch after service on Sunday, too.
But anyway, so I don't know. We'll think about that. Yeah.
Eliminate some of them while I came to church to hear something.
Right, right.
That sounds
good. Yeah.
You could do a pretty much regular length sermon, but at the beginning of the sermon announce that I'm going to take some questions at the end, two or three questions. And at the end of your sermon, and say, are there any questions on what I've just said? And like you did tonight, are there any other biblical questions that you would like?
Yeah, but if they all sit there like you guys have and go, now I'm in trouble. Planted questions, yes. We like plants.
At least start your first time, try it with some planted.
Well, and I did that actually when we did just a full-blown Q&A. I had two or three people, I need you to ask a question.
And then maybe the next time.
Right. And, you know, that was the only time I did it.
Okay.
And we did it 4 or 5 years, and never once after that did I plant.
Okay. Yeah. So it worked out pretty good.
Then never had to.
They got the hang of it.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of people that will never ask a question.
My son-in-law's grandfather would stand up in service and ask the question. What do you mean by it?
Well, that would... let me guess, the pastor was on his toes, too. He had to be, by definition. But anyway, yeah, I'll just keep that in mind. So, if we get to Q&A some Sunday, I'm going to be looking at you guys.
Remember
we talked about this? So, anyway, let me close in prayer. And then if you have any questions after that, you can. Father God, we thank you that we can come together and just spend time together. Father, I thank you for your word and the story of redemption that we see from beginning to end. And Lord, we know that story is not finished yet, that you are still in the process of redeeming a people for yourself. And the day is coming where we will all be together as one. Lord, we look forward to that day, and we pray as John wrote in the book of Revelation, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Lord, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.